Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Imaya. How may I help you today?
I don't know. That fellow should put me over to you because I called and told him I didn't order that stuff.
Okay, willing to assist. Yes, I am one of the supervisors here located on the floor. May I locate your information with your name and address?
Charles Kline, C-L-I-N-E, 2785 Elton Gabby Road, Morristown, Tennessee, 37814.
Thank you. Give me one moment while we load up the information. Thank you. So I located your account with the Viralex hemp gummies and the Testro, the male enhanced performance pill. Do you remember paying the postage for it recently on Christmas Eve?
No, ma'am. I did not.
Okay. So it states this is only a trial to test out the product, but if you don't call and cancel within the trial, it's a recurring billing for each month. Did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
I didn't order it.
Did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Anyone who lives in your house you gave authorization to?
I was around a lot of people Christmas Eve, so.
Okay, we can go ahead and start the fraud investigation here on the account that will cancel and refund back the transaction, but there will still be an investigation and any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine. But the refund has been placed. You should receive it within 3 to 5 business days. Anything else?
All right. Did they pay it? Did the bank pay it?
Only funds that we received was a 748 and a 649.
What was that for?
That was for the postage.
And I was supposed to have got some of this stuff?
Yeah, it stated it was supposed to, well, it's still in shipment to come to you. So if it is delivered, you're more than welcome to keep it because we don't accept any returns.
All right, because I didn't order it and I haven't received anything.
Of course. So, of course, this is in place on the account. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Great. Thanks for calling customer support.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye.